Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is a portion of the epistle lesson from Hebrews chapter 5, beginning at verse 7. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. This is the word of the Lord given to us this morning under the theme, Jesus, your high priest. Please be seated. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, when you hear the word obedience, what do you think of? You probably think of, well, maybe your children are sometimes disobedient, so you have to bring them back in line. You have to make them obedient. Well, I know something about obedience, being in the military for such a long time. Obedience is necessary. If a soldier isn't obedient, other soldiers die. And we can't have that. In the case of Jesus, we hear that Jesus is obedient. Yet with Jesus, he was obedient even unto death, which you'll hear more about that in a moment. You see, there is a biblical understanding of what obedience truly is. It's interesting that when a pastor does premarital counseling with a young couple, the one thing that the wife usually has trouble with, the wife-to-be, is that word obedience and understanding the biblical term of obedience. And it's not only the wife, it's also the husband-to-be also. For you see, there's more onus of this obedience placed on the husband than there is the wife. So today we will look at this not so popular concept of obedience, of why Jesus was obedient, and yet we will hear that in his obedience, even unto death, his obedience has saved you and I. See, for you, for each and every one of you, Jesus was obedient. He obeyed. Obedience can only flow, dear friend, from knowing the will of God. Jesus, in his humiliation, in his flesh, as the text tells us this morning, humbled himself. He humbled himself to be your servant. Have you ever thought of that? Jesus, who is God, God became your servant? To the Oriental mind, to the mind of the Jews at this time, that was unheard of. A king, God being a servant. Yet Jesus did humble himself even to the point of death. We hear that in his obedience, he offered up to his Father prayers and supplications or petitions. You know, it's interesting that this word supplication that we have here in our text this morning, the Greek word is very, very interesting. Ikaterias is the word. And it means that you offer supplication as you offer an olive branch wrapped in wool. And you offer to the person that you are seeking forgiveness from. And that's exactly what Jesus is doing. As we know, as Americans, the olive branch represents peace. And the wool, well, he is the one who will, because of our sin, will wash us white as snow or as white as wool. You see, Jesus, in his humble obedience, he did supply supplication. He did supply prayers to his Father. And as we think about this text this morning, we have to go to a specific place. A specific place where Jesus, in his humbleness, in his lowliness, there was loud pleading with his Father. As he lay on the ground, his face in the dirt, blood streaming down his face from his pores, takes us back to the Garden of Gethsemane. You see, Jesus knew what lay ahead of him. He knew that eventually, very soon, there would be mocking, and there would be suffering, and there would be a crown of thorns, there will be whipping, and there will be nails. Ultimately, there will be death. My friends, think of it this way. A disease. You are going to contract a serious disease, and you know it beforehand. How would you react? Or you're going to have a serious accident this afternoon, and you know it beforehand. How would you react? You see, Jesus knew. He knew what was going to happen to him. And this even made his suffering even worse. For he knew that the fact was that he is going to bear the sins of the whole world. Your sin and my sin. Jesus said, "My soul is very sorrowful, even unto death. My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me." Jesus took his anguish. Jesus took his deep agony right to the person whom he knew, to his Father, who was in heaven, who would save him from death. Now we come to the foundation of our text this morning. Jesus was heard because of his reverent submission. As Jesus lifted up his prayers and supplications to his Father, in humble submission, he was heard by God the Father. And there's that word again, submission, obedience. In his divine agony, Jesus took hold of, he trusted his Father, and he trusted the will of his Father. You see, Jesus was about to die for the sins of the world, and still, he did not shirk his duty. The Father answered his Son's prayer, although it may seem to us that God didn't answer his prayer. After all, didn't Jesus die on the cross? Wasn't Jesus, in his sorrow, calling upon the Father to remove this cup from him? But the cup wasn't removed from him. Jesus did suffer, and he did die. The cup did not pass from him. Jesus drank the cup all the way to the very dregs, all the way to the very bottom. Yet Jesus prayed to his Father, and here's the key: not as I will, Father, but as you will. And for us human beings, that's hard for us to say. We prefer that our will be done and not the will of God. We prefer to be in charge. We want to take God's glory from him. We want the glory. We want the accolades, and we want the desires of other people to look to us for what they want or desire. Yet Jesus was submissive. In reverent submission, the Father did answer his Son prayer, and he sent him to the cross. He strengthened him for the duty that he was about to perform. He strengthened him to endure and to overcome. You see, in his flesh, Jesus was a man just like you and me. And his human nature was recoiling from what he was about to endure. You and I would do the very same thing. If we knew that we were going to be whipped to the inch of our life, a crown of thorns placed on our heads, and then thrown down on a wooden cross that wasn't nice and smooth, by the way, and then be nailed to it, well, we find that rather revolting, wouldn't we? And we would flee. We would find a place to hide, and there we would stay. But not Jesus. Jesus did not flee from his suffering. He did not flee from his shame. And he did not flee from his death. Thanks be to God. Then the betrayer arrives. There in the Garden of Gethsemane, the betrayer comes. And Jesus, we know that he was strengthened. For what does he say to his disciples? He says, "Arise, let us go. let us go to certain death. As we hear James and John in our gospel this morning, they wanted to drink the cup that Jesus was about to drink. And they did. They did suffer. And they did die. And my friends, this also applies to us. As a Christian, we too will drink the cup that Jesus drank. We too will suffer. You and I, we will have serious diseases. We will have accidents. We will have trouble in this life. This is not a rose garden. And God never promised us a rose garden. Rather, Jesus told us that in this life we would suffer and that we would bear our cross and follow Him. For you, Jesus suffered. Although He was the Son, He learned obedience through what He suffered. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, Jesus who is God, learned obedience. That sounds like an oxymoron, doesn't it? How can God learn obedience? It doesn't make sense. We can ask that classic Lutheran question, what does that mean? Jesus must learn obedience. You know, that's like me saying to one of our farmers, you know, your whole life you've been farming, but you have to learn how to drive a tractor again. It's asinine. It's crazy talk. Yet Jesus did learn obedience, for being made perfect, He became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey Him. Jesus was obedient even unto death. Can you imagine in Jesus, His human nature taking control? Then what hope would we have? Jesus was obedient, and He learned obedience because His Father accepted His sacrifice. Jesus reached His goal. He reached the goal that was set before Him, and the goal was a wooden cross on a place called Golgotha, the place of the skull, a place of death. And here in His death, death was defeated for you and me. In His obedience, even to the point of death, Jesus became the source of your eternal salvation. Dear ones in Christ Jesus, no matter what afflicts you or your loved ones, no matter what tortures you or your loved ones, no matter what ails you or your loved ones, you have been saved by the One who has made perfect the plan of salvation, the One who was obedient even unto death. Jesus, you see, is your only hope, your only source of eternal life. He is your way. And He is your truth. And yes, He is your life. Jesus is your only mediator. He is your only high priest who stands at God's right hand. And there He pleads for you. He intercedes for you. For He is the gate to heaven. He is the only way. Unlike your home, wherever your home may be, it has a back door. In heaven, there is no back door. There's no sliding under the door either. Either you walk through the door or you don't. And that gate is Jesus. He is the only way to the Father. Since Jesus reached His goal for you, even though in His suffering, you know that in His kingdom, there you will find peace, for He has won the peace for you. And that's God's great love for each and every one of you. Yes, His love for you is found only in His Son. The Father chose to send His Son to be your suffering servant. And He suffered in your place. He sacrificed His Son for your sin and my sin. He allowed evil men to abuse and to crucify Him. So that he today can proclaim to each and every one of you that all your sins are forgiven. Therefore, because of the obedient one, because of the worthy one, because of the Lamb of God, I do announce today that all your sin, each and every one of your sins, are forgiven. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to Jesus. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.